LexSmallenberg.com. Paper by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, January 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A follow-up text message real quick. Cliff Tolini, longtime supervisor, I believe, there in Alice Township in Presque Isle County, also a county commissioner, said to a text message to the conversation with Bob Kramer that was just on, they must have a planning commission without zoning authority. That is completely useless and should be dissolved. And yes, Bob Kramer confirmed exactly that. They dissolved their planning commission because the county's doing a great job. So why duplicate it and why go through the expenses? So greatly appreciate that. Joining us on the show right now is Todd Smallenberg. You just heard the commercial run. Ironic, the automation system teed you up perfectly. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
I'm good, good, good. You are getting yourself medically taken care of on all fronts. Recently, you ended up getting a new prosthetic leg and had some spinal column surgery, something going on with your spinal column. Explain that to the folks. What the heck's going on with you?
Oh, well, way too much fun in my youth. Now I'm paying the devil his dues because, as we know, they lie when they say it gets easier as you get older. So I had to go down to Flint to a neurosurgeon and have the spinal cord stimulator implanted this week for the test to see if it's going to help with my stenosis and my lumbar.
Unbelievable. You're going to end up being the bionic man, dude, pretty soon.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Now, what will this spinal cord thingy do? What will it actually do for you?
Well, it really, all it does is it blocks the neuropathins from the pain receptors to the brain because of all the damage that's occurred over the years to my back from injuries that I sustained throughout the military career and doing what I did for the last 18 years. So I've had six lumbar surgeries, and I've got pretty severe stenosis. So this is hopefully going to help with the day-in, day-out pain that I live with.
Unbelievable. Well, I know the technology out there, this type of stimulations or blockers, like they call it, to the pain receptors. I had a friend that was involved in a very bad car accident, and he ended up having this implant done, and he said it was amazing how it just automatically, it seemed like it started just shutting the pain off. Have you had that kind of experience already?
In a certain area I have.
Okay.
But the area where they put the
transplant?
The wire into. Everything's external right now except for the wire into my spinal cord. That's still kind of tender from the top of my lumbar. But my lower lumbar, I'm already seeing where that's blocking the pain receptors that I experience on a daily basis. So that's always a positive.
Excellent, excellent. Good news. Well, hopefully once it heals, maybe perhaps it'll start working over the entire area it's supposed to serve. So that's good news. But one of the things now, I wanted point of clarification. I've been using Robert's Rules of Order already this morning with Bob Kramer. He got me fired up. So now in this process, was this something that was done by a VA hospital?
No, this is from my injury. I re-injured myself overseas when I was embedded with 3rd Special Forces Group in Africa. And so due to that nature, the U.S. government takes care of that through the private insurance that was required for high risk. Okay. So that's being covered by them.
Okay, very good. Because I know I'm talking with Dave Ajima. He had a little scare with prostate cancer, and he was telling me about back injuries that he sustained when he was a fighter pilot. You know, the G-forces when you take off. And over the years, he actually compressed his spine so much from the G-forces that he's had neck and back pain his entire life, adult life. And he says, you know, Randy, it's amazing. I'm over 65, so I have Medicare. I have TRICARE from the military. When he retired from being a fighter pilot, he was the, I believe it's American Airlines, that he was captain and actually union steward for all the pilots, and has retired from the airlines. He's got Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you know, really excellent health care from that. But this one, the surgery he wanted to do in his back with a specialized surgeon down in Florida, he doesn't accept any insurances. And he couldn't get a VA to handle it, TRICARE. He couldn't get Medicare to take care of it. He couldn't even take care of it with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And he's like, you know, here I am serving my country like Todd, you know, providing years of service as a jet fighter pilot, compressing my spine, subjecting my body to G-forces that most people can't even bear the pain of. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, man, it sounds a lot like Todd Smallenberg. You know, it's amazing, though, the complications within the VA in getting treatment for our veterans.
No, it absolutely is. I've already experienced that since we moved back home. I've had to call community care leadership. I had to reach out to the patient advocates because of just the bureaucracy and the red tape, and then people not wanting to do their jobs. It's criminal that, you know, people, you know, Dave has, you know, put his body through. I put my body through, and so many others have put their body through. And you go there and you meet walls at every turn, you know, people just not doing their jobs or using the excuse of the red tape of why they can't do their jobs.
Right. Absolutely. Well, one question then that leads to the fact that you are an announced candidate running for the 106th House District. If you're able to win the primary and get elected in the general, Todd, is this a particular area or a committee that you know of that you could be part of and serve the people of the state of Michigan representing our veterans, where you could be directly involved in VA benefits and their health care?
Well, that would be common sense, wouldn't it? I mean, you would hope that, you know, the speaker and the minority speaker would look at that as a plus and put people that's, you know, has the requirements to be able to go on those boards. So hopefully they do. That's something that I will be vying for, because I know firsthand the effects of what, you know, a long, either 4 years or 20 years or 30 years, what it does to someone, and especially during the global war on terror and the things that we've gone through and seen that we don't get to unsee, so that I can get in there and make sure that we are actually, in fact, taking care of our veterans and their families.
Absolutely. Because one of the things that just frustrates me so much is people who've never lived it, people who have never experienced it, they have no way of communicating the sense of urgency and being able to stand up and speak out and say, listen, I'm advocating here for veterans. You know, if you, I mean, I'm going to be kind of Trucker Randy Blunt on this, Todd. You're dressed in a suit as a state representative down there in Lansing. If anybody wants to question your service, all you got to do is pull up your pant leg.
Yeah, I mean, but you, of all people, know how I am. I don't like to use that.
I understand that, but you know what it is, Todd? It's when people, bureaucratic idiots and lazy workers at the VA, refuse to do their job after people like you have sacrificed a limb for this country. It ticks me off. And it's like, wait a minute. I'm better qualified to talk about this subject better than anybody else. And I'm sorry, but sometimes the truth is the truth, and that's the truth. And I know how you feel about it, but, you know, it gets me fired up. My dad took a bullet from a German soldier in World War II, okay? I know firsthand the pain that he had to deal with in his leg his entire year. He died when he was 43 years old in a car accident. And I know the problems he had with his leg because of that gun wound. And it ticks me off when people in government and these bureaucratic agencies don't have empathy and can't relate to what our veterans go through. It just, I'm sorry, it's a touchy subject with me, brother.
No, and I agree. And you hit on a key word is the empathy, you know, because we all should have empathy towards one another, because it'll go far away. If we treated people more like we wanted to be treated, you know, this nation would be in so much better, you know, course where we are right now than the issues that we're dealing with. So empathy is huge, especially when you're dealing medically. You know, I've had too many of my friends I've lost, too many have been traumatically wounded. You know, I've stared over those graves watching the children lose their moms and dads. And it's just empathy would go a long ways with people understanding the sacrifices that a lot of us have bore.
Yes, absolutely. And the other aspect is the fact that this is real life. I'm sorry, but you've been forced to deal with it in your life. And that gives you a completely different perspective, Todd, than somebody who's never served, number one. And number two, why are they sitting on these boards? Why are they sitting on these committees when they don't have any real life experience in dealing with the issues of veterans and other folks within the community? It doesn't make sense to me. And I'm sorry, but I just get fired up on this issue.
No, you're absolutely correct. You know, it's understanding, you know, the strengths of the folks that are working and, you know, where they best can be applied. You know, I mean, you know, 39 years of running all over this world, enacting, you know, American U.S. policy, having a master's degree in national security studies with concentration of terrorism. You know, you wouldn't put me on like the budget committee, you know, when I'm more better suited for the VA and, you know, national security and things like that, homeland security.
Sure.
So it's just, you know, managing your people ensuring that the right people are in the right places.
Yeah. Well, like you say, you have a resume. So if you're able to get elected and able to represent the 106, you can walk in with that resume, like you say, present it to the speaker and the minority leader and say, you know, here I am, you know, send me. I'm the guy that can bring this worldly experience to this position and give you guys some insight. So hopefully we can accomplish that. And Todd, greatly appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and your family. And give you final thoughts real quick. Anything you want to tell the folks?
No, I mean, that is the plan, brother, to go down there and start fixing the issues instead of just kicking the can. So happy New Year to you and yours. And I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, brother. You too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, brother.
Final segment of Hour 1. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one, interacting, listening to Todd Smallenberg's interview, Miss P over in Petoskey. She said, Tucker, I've had a spinal cord stimulator since 1990. The technology has come a long way since then. It was life-changing for me. Went from almost being wheelchair-bound to no pain. Todd's journey is just begun. I pray he gets the relief so many of us have had from this technology. So, yes, absolutely agree with that prayer. Also, in hearing the good news about Dave Ajima and dealing with prostate issues, Mark Eby, the owner of Castle Rock up there in St. Ignace, right off of I-75, love Castle Rock, says, Trucker, please urge all men to get annual blood work, especially for their PSA numbers, and make sure they have a prostate exam each year. I have, this is Mark Eby talking, I have early stage prostate cancer. Active surveillance, quote unquote, stage. I've had it for 7 years. Also, I've had two friends pass away from stage four. They never went to a doctor. You know, it was amazing because immediately hearing what Dave was experiencing, talking about it with you guys on the show yesterday, the text messages back and forth with everybody, I reached out to my primary care physician and said, when's the last time you've done blood work and looked at my PSAs? And she said, well, Randy, it was a year ago, your annual physical, your annual exam. When we drew the blood, remember they had you draw like three vials. We did your cholesterol. We did your heart issues. We did liver function, kidney function. We did PSA. I'm like, oh, yes, I remember now. We talked about it. She said, yeah, but your upcoming April is your annual checkup again, and because now you're on Medicare, turned 65 last January 12th, have Medicare now. She said Medicare is requiring a full blood workup on you in April. So I already have an appointment scheduled, didn't even realize that they had already set a annual exam set up for me for April. So when I go in April, all my numbers are going to be redone under Medicare, which is an annual assessment. And because I'm just on Medicare, they require that to be done your very first year when you turn 65. So greatly appreciate that information and sharing all this personal information. Greatly appreciate that. One other component to this hour's discussion, got another text message. Planning commissions are nothing more than absolute dictatorships when it comes to private property rights. I've been fighting with my township and county for years over what I can do on my own property with regards to storing my travel trailer. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing how they try to tell us what we can do with our own property. So, yes, I agree with that statement. Todd Smallenberg listening, Miss P. Tell Miss P, thank you for the prayers. So, absolutely. Once he heals up, hopefully he will be able to experience all the benefits of that spinal cord stimulator and block those pain receptors. That is just amazing technology they can do with our central nervous system, our spinal cords and pain receptors and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, why experience the pain if technology has a way to block it? I mean, you just, there's only so much you can do with natural, you know, homeopathic, holistic type of eating certain foods and certain supplements and vitamins and minerals and things like that. Bottom line, sometimes you just got to turn the pain off just so the body, the brain won't receive the pain receptors information and can shut that down and hopefully make his life hopefully more tolerable than he's been in the last few years. So greatly appreciate that. Also, Nikki Coons, I'm driving her crazy this morning. She's a county commissioner down in Manistee County. Man, you are getting me fired up this morning with zoning. It's ridiculous what zoning has done. So, yeah, I understand, Nikki. Yeah. I've got a situation right here in Antrim County, right here in Milton Township. One of my good friends, Mark White, Farmer White's Market, right on 31, where they sell fantastic apples and beef and all kinds of things here in Antrim County. Mark has a barn. It's a historical building. It's been there over 100 years. And he wanted on his own barn, on his own farm, to be able to have weddings or parties. Well, Milton Township felt that he was violating their zoning ordinance and told him he couldn't do it. So I'm convincing him to run for supervisor so he can have some impact on their zoning commission and the zoning planning commission and hopefully get things resolved. The guy is out basically with no neighbors. He owns an entire almost square mile of farmland, a historical centennial farm right on 31 with a gorgeous barn with huge, probably 4 or 5 acres of potential parking. It's, you know, leave us the heck alone. We pay the property taxes. Let us do what we want on our own properties. And government, I'm sorry, but you're not invited on my property. Get the heck off my land. You know, it's just, sometimes it's just, it doesn't make sense. And it's almost like these bureaucrats want to control our lives. Well, enough is enough. So, we're going to move on. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. The French Revolution? Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal.